Look, this, we know that the PPP Act has been so problematic in so many ways, but I don't want you to be left with the idea that it's not doing a lot of good either. Lenora Hardy Foster is president and CEO of the Judson Center, and I just want to tell you what a great thing this has been for many of the nonprofits in our area. And Lenora, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Guy. It's a pleasure to be a part of this, too.
Well, listen, I know that you do such great work with individuals with autism and behavioral issues and mental health, and it's so many different levels at the Judson Center. Tell me about when you heard that that PPP approval had come through. How important was that?
I was so excited. You know, first of all, I became so emotional. You know, because when you think about being a nonprofit organization, we're already facing so many challenges anyway. And then when COVID-19 hit us, we had to really think about how are we going to move forward. And I was faced with making a lot of decisions that was it was heartbreaking. I laid off 167 employees, and I put on furlough 270 employees. So when I found out that we were going to receive this loan, I became emotional. I was so excited because I was able to go back and bring staff back to work.
Now, you were able to do this through TCF. How long did it take for you to turn around that loan application?
It took probably about, I want to say in total, maybe about 10 days.
Okay. And as a result, now those clinicians that you had to furlough, how many people, how many young people were going untreated as a result of those furloughs?
There is, when I think about the services that we provide, in our autism program, we probably have about 170 children, and we were only providing services to about 20 children. So about 150 of the children with autism were not being served, receiving services at all. And then when I think about all of the other programs, behavior health and the primary health clinic, what we're providing now is telehealth services, but we're not able to reach all of the people we serve. And we serve 1,100 people in our behavior health program and probably only serving right now about 100.
And so there were a lot of people. Autism, oh, yeah. And we know that those with autism are very locked into routines. That's very important to them. So any kind of disruption is doubly troubling for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it came through. I mean, we need some success stories here, as well as we know so many folks have been critical about this, but I know TCF put a great emphasis on helping their customers, but also helping nonprofits that maybe didn't have a prior relationship with the bank, and they were so excited to be able to come through for you, and I know it means a great deal.
It means a lot, and I mean, they were just an outstanding partner. They led me through this process. They made sure I understood the application, you know, how to calculate the loan amount. I mean, they were just right there. The staff were absolutely outstanding.
Do you have any advice for someone that's struggling with the application now that apparently the program is going to be replenished so others can apply? Have you learned anything that you can pass along in the way of good advice?
I think, if anything, what they need to do is to make sure they understand the application process and ask the questions. Do not just submit an application and it be rejected. Make sure you know up front that you're doing things the right way. Reach out to the bank that you're working with to make sure that your questions are being answered. And that's the process that I use with TCF, and they were just right there, and they just provided, you know, 100% service that I was extremely pleased with, and my board of directors were extremely pleased.
Lenora, we're so happy for you and for the people that you serve at the Judson Center, and hopefully things can get back to approaching normalcy in terms of delivery of those services. Thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so very much.
Lenora Hardy Foster, the president and CEO at Judson Center. Give you a wider lens here on how many people are being helped with this. We'll continue taking your calls, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Lots of calls on the line. We will get to those. Also get to some of the questions that you may have. If we can, we will try to answer them. We've got Marie and your headlines coming up next, and more of the Guy Gordon Show, with a reminder that about 1 hour from now, the head of the Unemployment Insurance Agency for the state of Michigan will be here to answer your questions about getting your claim approved, especially if you've been one of those that has been having difficulty getting there. So we'll be taking those calls an hour from now, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. If you've got a friend or a loved one who feels like they're beating their head against the wall, hopefully Steve Gray can give you some good advice on how to get that claim through. In the meantime, let's get to Michael Stets, WJR Traffic First.